USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nearly all homes across Moore County, North Carolina, will have their power restored soon. This comes after a gunman opened fire on Duke Energy substation equipment, knocking out power throughout the weekend into Wednesday. Duke Energy spokesperson Jeff Brooks is urging residents to be patient if some issues come up while they're restoring power.
There may be possibilities of an isolated pocket or two where, with the equipment having been off for several days, we could have a routine small few customer issue there. If that happens, our line crews will respond just as they would on any day when there's an outage, and they'll get those back on as quickly as possible.
TikTok is under review as U.S. officials fear it is sharing user data with the Chinese government. Appearing on Fox Business, Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says if the Senate Intelligence Committee finds data is being illegally shared, the chamber will get on board with outlawing the app.
If they turn to the United States Senate and say we have to ban TikTok, I predict that you'll have a bipartisan vote, Democrats and Republicans, to ban TikTok. And I know there'll be some young people that'll be sad, but we need to start an American TikTok.
The White House says President Biden is determined to ban assault weapons in the United States. Speaking to reporters, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president wants lawmakers to pass stricter gun control measures. New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is being investigated by a House Ethics Committee. The committee did not offer specific information about the probe, although they indicated it may be connected to a June incident. Free agent outfielder Aaron Judge has agreed to a 9-year, $360 million contract to remain with the Yankees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
It was 81 years ago when America found itself at a war on both sides of the world. But correspondent Rich Johnson says it took a while for people to get the full story.
For some, the sudden shocking news came in the middle of a football game.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Others were listening to entertainment, a variety show, or this piano concert.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air, President Roosevelt has just announced.
And the next day, President Franklin Roosevelt made official what was obvious to all.
A state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
I'm Richard Johnson.
Investigators looking into the quadruple homicide of four University of Idaho students are turning their attention to the Sigma Chi fraternity house. That's where two of the victims were last seen alive. The frat's president told News Nation that they revealed to investigators everything they know. They're also putting full faith in the officers and detectives. Wells Enterprises, home of Blue Bunny Ice Cream, is being sold to a company in Italy. Terms of the sale aren't being disclosed. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.